The devotional for today was written by the Reverend Sarina Auden Meyer. A society with harmony, way values, cares for the most marginalized, for the poor and needy, because how we treat those who are most in need reveals the heart of who we are. Such a society will protect Mother Earth, our source of life at every turn. Randy Woodley in Becoming Rooted, 100 Days of Reconnecting with Sacred Earth. Psalm 148 reminds us that we are interconnected with all of life on Earth. God created everything to live in harmony together, but now the biodiversity of our planet is in crisis. We are the image of God on this planet, called to nurture life in everything we do. Can anything we do make a difference? Just as God saved the world by becoming one person, Jesus, willing to make a personal sacrifice, death on the cross, God can work through each of us to make a difference for biodiversity. For example, what is our relationship like with the land on which we live? We can control the habitats in our yards and create life for biodiversity. Is our yard a habitat for soil microbes, pollinators, and migrating birds? Or is it filled with a non-flowering monoculture? How would the land on which we live cry out to God? With praises for the humans who dwell there, or with laments? As we prepare to remember Jesus' death and resurrection, let us contemplate how we might bring the good news of new life to the land on which we live. Let us take up our cross and make personal sacrifices to invest in creating life-filled habitats. For the least of these who live in our yards, let us be the image of God, enabling life to thrive, so that all of creation who knows us will cry out in praise to God. Let us pray. God of all creation, we confess that we have forgotten our calling to nurture life on earth. Help us to bear your image in creation by enabling life to thrive. Give us courage and determination to change our ways so that all of creation who knows us would cry out to you in praise. In Jesus' name, amen.